By attention to wellness, I'll maintain wellness. Okay, Abraham, like, because I've seen my body heal, and because that healing has been visible to me, I expect that. But how can we get to the point that we know that all parts of the body will heal? You know, people seem to be most frightened of the parts they can't see, those parts that are hidden inside of the body, so to speak.
It is a wonderful thing to see the results of your thoughts out in the open in obvious fashion. And just as your wound or sickness is evidence of misalignment, your healing or wellness is evidence of alignment. Your tendency toward wellness is much stronger than your tendency for illness. And that is the reason that even with some negative thinking, most of you do remain mostly well. You've come to expect your wounds to heal, which helps tremendously in the healing process. But when the evidence of your illness is something that you cannot see, where you must rely on the investigation of your doctor who uses his medical tests or equipments to probe for information, you often feel powerless and fearful, which not only slows the healing process, but is also a strong reason for the creation of the illness. Many people have come to feel vulnerable about the unseen parts of their body, and that feeling of vulnerability is a very strong catalyst in the perpetuation of illness. Most people go to the doctor when they are sick, asking for information about what's wrong, and when you look for something wrong, you usually find it. The law of attraction insists on it, actually. A continual searching for things wrong with your body will, in time, produce evidence of something wrong. Not because it was lurking there all along and you finally probed long enough to find it, but because repeated thought eventually creates its equivalent.